It's good to be with you again this morning. Seems like a while since I've been here. And I told somebody this morning when I walked in, I said it was a lot warmer last Sunday. They said, yeah, it was. I said, well, it was really a lot warmer in Belize anyway than here. But I guess it was warmer here too. But it's like, it's, you know, like Brother Allen said in Sunday school, said, we got to remember this is the time of the year and it's a beautiful day. Out there, this is dead winter, so it's a little bit like life too. I guess we have our ups and downs, things we go through. There's the nicer days and the days that we look forward to other days, I guess. But it's good to be here and really appreciate what we've heard this morning. I appreciate that last song. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus. And I trust that's each one, that's where we find ourselves this morning. Sometimes it's so easy to get sidetracked. I'd like to look this morning for an opening meditation. Let's look at Psalm 103. It's a very familiar psalm. I think there's so many truths in there, and I think it goes, that last song we sung goes along with this so well with this chapter. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as the grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. It said that Dwight Moody, as he was reading this psalm one time, he came to that phrase and said, forget not all His benefits. And he stopped short, and in his way of speaking that was, just said it's hard to imitate, he said, you can't remember them all, of course, but don't forget them all. Remember some of them. You know, every part of our being should join in praising God. You know, it's not a solo or a duet, but it's a full chorus. It's our whole hearts. It's all our mental powers, our tastes, and our desires. You know, we can praise with our voices like we had opportunity this morning, but it's possible to do that without praising from our hearts. Or we may praise vocally, but not be willing to praise in practical obedience and in devotion. You know, forget not all His benefits. You know, our human tendency is to remember the troubles, to remember the adversities, the losses, the sorrows. But forget the blessings and mercies that we experience daily. You know, what if God would forget us for a time? What if He would fail to provide for our daily needs? You know, those things that we so often take for granted. You know, sometimes we find it so easy to remember another's ungratefulness towards us. Something we've done something for somebody, and they don't maybe they never say thank you, doesn't seem like they appreciate it. You know, those things we can remember. But shouldn't we judge ourselves in the same way in relation to God's goodness to us? Do we remember to thank Him for all He's done for us? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now these are all blessings that the world cannot give. They're worth more than all earth's treasures, more than any 2.6 or whatever it is, a billion dollar lottery. You know, we can be delivered from the curse of sin. We can be healed from the plague and leprosy of sin. You know, His promise to remove our sins as far as the east is from the west, completely and forever forgiven. His crowns will never fade or perish. You know, the crowns of this world, they fade, they perish, they rot. God's crowns are real and radiant, loving kindness and tender mercies. God satisfies the souls of His people, and He meets all the cravings, the hungers. What the world has to offer is the opposite. The devil only offers an empty plate. He only makes the hunger more intense. It doesn't satisfy. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I think the prodigal son's father is that story is a beautiful example that he waited for years in love. How slow to anger. And then he ran to meet his returning son, quick in mercy. You know, men can forgive with God's help, but too often we find those old memories of wrongs blocking the channels of love, like an old wreck blocks up the river, redirecting the flow, making dangerous and turbulent waters. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him, for He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. I think this verse gives us a little picture into God's heart. You know, He's not cold and indifferent. He's not far removed from our sufferings. I think the best commentary we have on these words are Christ's own life. We see Him moved with compassion for the sick, the lepers, the sorrowing and sinful, weeping by a grave in Bethany. Deeply touched as He saw the widowed mother following her only son to the grave, weeping over Jerusalem because they would not repent and receive Him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. He knows our weaknesses. He sees the weary and the worn out. God knows all about it. He knows our frailty. He lived through the gamut of human life and experience. It says He was tempted in all points like as we are. He was acquainted with grief. You know, He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is the one that we can lean on, the one who changes not. And we must rest, find our rest and hope on God's everlasting mercy. It says, to such as keep His covenant, to those that remember His commandments to do them. You know, all God's blessings have conditions. A covenant has two sides, and there's not the slightest doubt that God, about God's faithfulness, He will do His part. Will I do my part? Will you do your part? And if we want to enjoy the blessings that this psalm speaks about, we must enter through that gate beautiful, that gate of doing. If we want to live and enjoy the riches and blessings that God has for His children. You know, there's things that we face that, you know, we can't understand. We may never understand in this life. But God sees, He knows, and He cares. And this morning when I, as I was preparing for this, I guess I wasn't preparing to make, this announcement that was handed to me. I'll just read what it says here. It says, this is a special prayer request for Anthony and Deanna Weaver. He has recently been diagnosed with lymphoma. This is a real blow to our family, and especially Anthony and Diana. Please pray that they can sense God's guiding hand and that they would have clear direction in the next steps they should take. They will be going in for a CT scan next week to learn further details. So, let's just really remember to bring them, to lift them up in prayer, and as they face this difficult time, time of decisions. And remember the family also. Maybe we'll, as we kneel for prayer here, maybe I'll ask a couple people, maybe Marcus and Brother Will, would you want to lead out in prayer, and then I'll close. And then after that, we're counted a privilege to have Brother Jason here with us this morning. It's kind of like old times, since it's been a while. I had to think this morning, though, he's probably used to being here with barely enough seating room here, so it probably looks a little bit different back there now, but we're glad to have him, glad he was willing to come over and share with us this morning. So after prayer, we'll turn the time over to him. So let's kneel for prayer.